What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me what's hot in this market.
Well, you're going to get another COVID-19 payment. Interesting how it was structured. A lot of details to look in that. But the president and Sonny Perdue of the USDA said we're going to have the farmers back. We'll see how that works out for you and your individual farm.
Got some gains in the wheat market this morning?
Impressive. Wheat up 10 to 15 across the board. Some dry weather in Europe and some talk that possibly Russia and other countries just aren't going to export much wheat here the next few months to Ukraine, that people around the world looking for wheat.
On the negative side, I could hardly believe my eyes when I started looking at crude oil values overnight.
Well, it's a hard one to watch. But last week we talked about what's hot, what's not, is that the CME group listed negative options. I'm sure folks listening didn't maybe understand the importance of that. But the CME group listed a product 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that would allow people to lay off risk at negative prices. Coming in this morning, several of the Canadian oils trading at negative. They have to pay someone to get rid of their product. Kind of a sad situation in front month crude oil.
So what's that mean to some of the ag commodities?
Well, it's not a good thing for corn. Corn, 5 billion bushels being turned into ethanol. It's going to be very hard for the ethanol industry to compete with what would now be coming into today, probably close to 75-cent gasoline at the pump. So those numbers don't work. But when you look out into the curve, that's only front month crude oil that's down that much. June, July, and August are at a much greater price than that.
Well, wish these guys some luck as they get into the fields this week. We're talking with Tommy Grisanti, Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota.